Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived to the Russian city of Vladivostok on Saturday morning after getting off the train at a nearby city. VOA's Alexis Strobe tells us why he's even there.
Kim's official media back home says he was deeply impressed after touring a factory producing Russia's most advanced warplanes Friday. Kim's trip to Russia has sparked Western concerns about an arms alliance in which North Korean munitions fuel Putin's war in Ukraine and Russia's technologies advance the threat posed by Kim's military nuclear program. Experts have said potential military cooperation between the countries could include efforts to modernize North Korea's outdated air force. Kim's plans to see Russian naval ships in Vladivostok could be another hint at what he wants from Russia, possibly in exchange for supplying munitions to refill Putin's declining reserves as his invasion of Ukraine becomes a drawn-out war of attrition. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Survivors of Libya's catastrophic floods survey their destroyed homes as many thousands more remain missing. Rachel Faber with Reuters.
Ahmad Al-Hawal walks on rubble near his flood-damaged house in Libya.
It came from here and completely washed away the valley. It hit the wall and destroyed everything around it. It destroyed everything.
It was the worst natural disaster in the country's modern history. Hawal says the area he called home in Al Bayda is completely uninhabitable.
My life before was stable. Everything was 100% good. I had my house and my family, but now there is nothing. There is no life anymore. Today I am looking for a house, an accommodation. Even what was habitable before is not anymore.
Thousands were killed in the disaster, and many thousands more remain missing.
This is VOA News. The Pentagon's Central Command has now ordered interviews of roughly two dozen more service members who are at the Kabul airport when suicide bombers attacked during a U.S. forces' chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal, as criticisms persist that the deadly assault could have been stopped. The interviews were triggered in part by assertions by at least one service member injured in the blast who said he was never interviewed about it and that he might have been able to stop the attackers. U.S. federal prosecutors have filed a motion to stop Donald Trump for allegedly harassing witnesses in his Capitol riot case.
The revelation came in an order from U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team are filing a motion under seal seeking an order to restrict former President Trump from making inflammatory and intimidating statements about witnesses, lawyers, and the judge. Prosecutors are being allowed to file a redacted motion with the names and identifying information blacked out. In the motion, prosecutors claim a narrow, well-defined order is necessary to preserve the integrity of the case and avoid tainting the jury pool. Judge Chutkan wrote that the history of harassment and threats demonstrates a real likelihood that they could suffer further intimidation. In a statement, a Trump spokesman reacted by accusing a weaponized Justice Department of election interference and attempting to deprive Trump of his First Amendment rights. Earlier this week, Trump's legal team requested that Chutkan recuse herself from the case because of statements she has made while sentencing Capitol rioters. Jennifer King, Washington.
Thousands of migrants overwhelm Italy's Lampedusa. Reuters' Sean Hogan tells us why.
Lampedusa's migrant reception center is overwhelmed and overflowing. Designed to handle 400 people, it was housing an estimated 4,000 people on Wednesday. Maloney's government has impounded many charity rescue boats, banning them from conducting multiple rescues. Migration data analysis shows 90% of migrant boats arriving in Lampedusa in the last 3 months have come from Tunisia, the closest African country. Italy has sought to improve ties with Tunis, but a recent pact aimed at stemming the flow of migrants has had no immediate impact. A government source said the pact was still not being applied and that Rome was working with the EU to allow it to take effect.
U.S.-based pharmaceuticals company Johnson & Johnson is being investigated in South Africa for allegedly charging excessive prices for a key tuberculosis drug. South Africa's Competition Commission says J&J's Belgium-based subsidiary is also under investigation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.